For over 30 years, Joe Gannon, the appliance doctor, has helped thousands by guiding them through their major home appliance repairs. His experience as a fraud investigator for Michigan's Attorney General has helped him become renowned nationwide as a top consumer advocate. He's even been published in the World Book Encyclopedia. Now, let Joe help you save time, money, and headaches. Here's your host, Sports Talk 1050 WTKA The Ticket's appliance doctor, Joe Gannon.
Good Sunday morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Appliance Doctor Radio Program right here on WTKA The Ticket 1050 on the dial, a great Cumulus radio station. And it's a pleasure to have you listening this morning. I hope you'll give me a call live on the air so you can help me educate people on the subject of major home appliances, the big ones in your home: washer, dryer, refrigerator, stove, dishwasher, microwave oven, garbage disposer, room air conditioner, dehumidifier, even the humidifier on your furnace. If you'd like to call in and you've got a question, a comment, a suggestion, a complaint, this is the radio program to touch base with so that you can learn. It's an educational program, has been for some 32 years on radio, and you're invited to call me right here on the air at 734-998-1050. That's 998-1050. I'm Joe Gannon, your host for the next 2 hours. And behind the glass, a new producer here this morning, engineer, going to take your phone calls politely. I'm going to put you through. And it's a family kind of a radio program, and you can feel relaxed in calling in. And we have the guy behind the glass here this morning that I've seen around here because he's been here for some 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Ms. Matt Misler.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning to you, and thanks for being here this morning. The Rocket's off on a little trip, and he'll be back again next weekend. But right now, we have you here to answer the phone and to direct this program so that it runs smoothly, and you're very responsible for that.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to try to make sure it runs as smooth as a great automobile can do. So I'll make sure that everything is all good to go. I'll make sure that all the phones are ready to go for you.
Yeah.
So go on and call on up, 734-998-1050.
Well, and you do a show here in the sports field because the rest of the station is all sports, covers everything U of M and the Red Wings and the Tigers and
yes,
football
sir.
And all of that. So you and the Rocket work together during the afternoon show. What goes on then?
Oh, it's typically it's kind of controlled chaos for the afternoon.
Yeah.
We've got former Michigan football alum Jamie Morris and Marcus Ray. They host the afternoon show. Every so often, I'll pop in and kind of give my take on a few things. And Rocket is usually the producer of that show. If there are any kind of times where Rocket can't come in, I kind of take his place and make sure that runs as smooth as possible.
So on the job training for you.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, I'm going to change your name. Your nickname here is Miz, right?
Yes, sir.
But that does not apply to something that is not sports-related. Although I do know a little bit about the game of hockey. But I met you here officially this morning.
Mm-hmm.
But as you got out of your car, I watched you walking up to me and shaking my hand, and I looked at you and I said, wow, you remind me so much of a movie actor, of a guy who was a big, big name on television, and it was part of the Cartwright family.
Mm-hmm.
Lorne Greene was a Canadian actor who took the lead role in that. A family of three sons and a father with a big ranch in West Virginia someplace. And they kept Law and Order going on, and they were just a touching family. And here's the father and three sons who took over the television ratings way back in the 60s, and they did a terrific job. But they had, you know, Adam Cartwright, Little Joe, who became big in the Little House on the Prairie series.
Yeah, yep.
And
Michael Langdon or something like that.
Yes.
Anyways, there was a big guy, and they called him Hoss, H-O-S-S. And you look so much like him, and I always felt sorry for the horse that he was driving because he was so big getting on those little horses. But he was quite a jolly fella. The comedian in the family put it that way. And you even laugh like he does. So
that nice
your new
belly
nickname
laugh.
This morning, okay, for the next 2 hours,
yes, sir,
is we're going to invite people to call in and speak with Hoss.
I love it.
And you're going to do a great job here. We've got a couple hours to talk with the listeners and help educate them on the subject of major home appliances. At 8:45 this morning, we're going to talk with Mark Heidloff from Heidloff Appliance in downtown Chelsea, a family I'm very, very close to and have been since years ago, 1970, when I went to work for the Amana Corporation. Heidloff Appliance was an Amana dealer, still are today, part of Whirlpool now. And Lloyd Heidloff, the fine grandfather who started that business in 1928. He and I and his son, George, became very good friends. And then the three boys were all growing up. And I believe the oldest one now, who is Mark, and there's Matt, and there's Steve. They run that whole business tremendously. They got the greatest people in the greatest experience in the appliance world working right there. And they're very upfront and straightforward and tell you things that maybe you wouldn't learn any other store talking to you. But anyways, we're going to talk to Mark Heidloff at 8:45 this morning. And rest of the time, we've got open lines for our listening audience. And the phone number is 734-998-1050. That's 998-1050. So, Hoss, we officially welcome you to the Appliance Doctor Radio Program.
Dr. Joe, I appreciate it very much. And I gladly take the nickname Hoss, and I will make sure that I wear that with a badge. Just phenomenally, I'll take that name. I think that's probably one of the better nicknames I've gotten over the years.
Yeah, well,
I'll take it.
You've got it. It's tagged onto you. Coming up here next weekend, the Appliance Doctor will be at Cobo Hall. Big show going on there by Master Spas. They're going to be displaying hot tubs, the Master Spa brand. And I'll tell you a little bit about that as we go along here. But if you want to buy a hot tub, which is something you can use all winter long, and I know from experience, we had one for quite some time, recently moved from Northville to a condo, so the hot tub's no longer with us. But it's, well, let me put it to you this way. Every senior citizen in America should have a hot tub to use because the aches and pains, and I know a little bit about that, the aches and pains that come along with old age can be removed from your body and you can feel so much better. Every senior citizen should have a hot tub. And you can't believe what it does for the body. It's a product you can use all winter long, as my darling Valerie and I did for many years. And the middle of winter, snowing outside, just pop the cover off the thing right off the deck in the backyard and jump right into the hot tub. And when I was skating with the Detroit Red Wing alumni, the aches and pains that come along in the fall season when you're trying to get into shape really bothered me, especially as I got older. Cicerelli used to laugh at me going down the ice and grab me by the arm and say, "Come on, Grandpa, we got to get down to the other end." But anyways, the hot tub was so terrific in getting rid of 15, 20 minutes in a hot tub. Aches and pains were gone. But I'll be at Cobo Hall next weekend where you can come down and take a look at the Master Spa brand of product. And they have big blowout sales like this one. Let me put it to you this way. and I don't want to sound like I'm exaggerating, but, you know, a hot tub that you might spend $10,000 for can cost suddenly only somewhere $7,000-$8,000. You won't get those kind of deals in the retail outlets, but you will get them when they put on these big sales, which they do across the United States. Always going on in some state or another is a hot tub blowout sale. And what they're doing is they get all these products from the factory, they put them in a big show place like Cobo Hall, and they put them on display, decorate them up a little bit with balloons and so forth, and they sell a ton of Master Spas right out of these shows all across the country. I was in Austin, Texas here just a few months back, and a big blowout sale going there. And again, some people will remember that my darling Valerie is a big fan of the Fixer Up television show with Joanna Gaines and Chip Gaines. Well, she happened to have first class seats to that whole family because she spent a whole day while we were in Austin, Texas, with the family. And it was quite an occasion for her, something she'll never forget. So that's all coming up next weekend, Saturday and Sunday. The Appliance Doctor will be there and bring your appliance questions with you. And should you happen to be in the Woodward Dream Cruise with your beautiful vehicle, then listen, drive it down there. When the show's over, stop by the Cobo Hall Center, and it's downstairs at Cobo Hall. You'll see signs that tell you how to get there. But I hope you'll join me next Saturday and Sunday at Cobo Hall. The show goes on Friday as well. I'm busy then, but I won't be there. But I will be there all day Saturday and all day Sunday when the show goes on. And you'll hear commercials all over the place on regards to this show. And that's all coming up. An exciting time for the Appliance Doctor. And just a little bit more on that subject. I don't want to belinger this thing, but, you know, years ago, I used to be a spokesperson for Master Spa. Not just here, but across the country on television and all their sales brochures and so forth. Because, well, it goes like this. Years ago, the spa industry was touched by fraudulent companies. They made them in warehouses, they made them in garages, and they sold them to people for thousands of dollars, and the product was nothing but a piece of junk. The attorney generals got together, and they went after the industry across the country. They knocked out some of the people who were fraudulent, and they found out who was good and who was bad, let's put it that way. And they straightened out that industry. And a few years after that, and I played a role in that investigation with the Attorney General's office, and a few years after that, Master Spa, smart enough to come up to me and say, we want you to be our spokesperson. And I said, no, not from what I found out about. They said, Joe, please, go to Fort Wayne and meet the owner and spend a day at the factory, which I did. And I spent Bob Lawler is the owner and still is of Master Spas in Fort Wayne. The factory is now three times bigger than it was when I went there. And they produce a product that is nothing but quality. And I assure you, it's nothing but quality. I spent a whole day there with all the engineers and people, and I walked the assembly line and saw how the product is put together. And you talk about a great product. And I endorsed it very strongly and still do today. Now, with that said, let me tell you that they are the largest producers of hot tubs in the world today. They are the only all-American-made hot tub in the industry. And they have the finest warranties available. So if you're interested in a hot tub, especially with hockey season coming up, I think all of the Red Wing hockey players should have one of those in their homes or in their backyards. But stop by next Saturday and Sunday, and the Appliance Doctor will be there to give you the straight scoop on the quality of Master Spa. I'm Joe Gannon, your appliance doctor, and let's switch back to the subject of major home appliances right here on WTKA The Ticket, 1050 on the dial. A phone number to reach me is 734-998-1050, and we welcome your phone calls. We've got open lines, and we welcome the information that you give me on the air so that I can help to educate the rest of the listening audience. Now, I forgot to mention something last week. I was very deep into the subject of dishwashers and garbage disposers. Now, that little garbage disposer that most people have in their kitchen sink, well, I talked about it last week at great length, but I forgot to mention something. And only after I left the radio station did I think about it. I forgot to mention that when you buy a garbage disposer, there's a little Allen wrench that comes with the disposer, and that Allen wrench is designed to fit into a little slot on the bottom of the garbage disposer so that you can put it in there and turn the garbage disposer mechanism when it's off. You don't put it in there when it's on. But should you have a jammed garbage disposer, there really is no need to call for a service technician and spend $100 for nothing, because you can take that little Allen wrench and start working that wheel on the bottom. Gives you direct contact to it and gives you a little power in trying to move that wheel. Now, if you can't move the wheel, even with the Allen wrench, get a flashlight and open up that rubber piece that's in the sink and look in there and look around the perimeter of the wheel that you see in there, just a flat wheel with a couple of cutter blades on it, and look in there for something metal. And it can be as simple as a tie wrapper on a loaf of bread. Anything with a little metal. It can be a dime, a coin. It can be anything, and it's usually metal, that'll jam that thing and stop it from running. Now, if you can't turn the wheel and loosen it up, reach in there with a pair of needle-nose pliers and pull out whatever is in there. Now, you'll need a small hand, and sometimes you have to get the woman in the family to do this, but you have to open up that little flapper, look in there with a flashlight, and look all around the perimeter of that wheel. You will see some small metal object jamming that wheel from turning, and you can grab that with your little needle-nose pliers, and pull it out. Now, back to my days starting on WJR Radio some 20 years ago, when the lady called me, and she was sitting on the kitchen counter, sitting on it, and she had her hand in there trying to move the wheel, and at the same time, she was pushing up and putting on the power with the little switch that's on the wall. And she was doing this while she was talking to me. And I said to her, "You got your hand in there?" She said, "Yes. I'm trying to move that wheel. And all it does is hum." Well, it was jammed. Had it come on with her hand in there, she would have lost the tip of her fingers. Would have cut them right off. Do not fool around with that thing while the power is going to it. You must not put your hand in there at any given time, because it will cause permanent damage to your fingers, and it'll be severe. You'll end up in a hospital, I can assure you. So never fool around with that thing when it's on. If it's jammed, you'll hear it. When you hit the power button, you'll hear that motor humming, and it might go off on reset. Okay, there's a reset button underneath there, as well as a spot for the Allen wrench. But it will cause some serious problems. So a little thing I forgot to mention last week that I remembered, as any old-timer would do, I remembered down the road. My name is Joe Gannon. This is the Appliance Doctor radio program on the air here and across the country for some 32 years. I enjoy doing this. I enjoy helping people. And I enjoy teaching them and educating them, and as well as saving them big bucks from the service industry. Keep the dial super glued. The phone number 734-998-1050. Super glue the dial right here. WTKA, the ticket, 1050 on the dial.
I'm Joe Gannon, here to tell you that Pat Kelly, our expert on heating, cooling, and self-start generators, has opened a new business called KNB Energy Solutions. With a new, beautiful new office and warehouse in Livonia, Pat Kelly is ready to handle all your HVAC problems and questions. And when you're wanting to install a new self-start generator, he handles only the best American-made brands with the finest warranties available. You've heard Pat Kelly do this radio show with me many times, and many of you have used his services and trust his expertise. He is back in business and needs your calls to make it grow. If you're in line for an air conditioning check, Pat Kelly's service technicians will make sure you don't have a problem on the hot summer days. And it's a pretty smart thing to do. Give Pat Kelly a call at 734-666-0101. That number again is 734-666-0101.
Head to ABC Warehouse for the best deals in town on appliances, HDTVs, mattresses, furniture, and more. There are doorbuster deals in every department. Right now, get $400 off an LG LED 4K 65-inch smart TV on sale now for just $7.98. Or pick up a Frigidaire gas or electric range, your choice, from just $2.97 each. See the entire sale out at abcwarehouse.com. ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale. Get to ABC Warehouse for the best deals on premium mattresses. And while you're there, find your ideal fit number using their exclusive Ideal Fit Sleep System. A few minutes is all it takes. With 1,600 sensors to identify your body type, sleep positions, and pressure points, Ideal Fit identifies and offers mattress comfort options that will support a healthier night's sleep. And right now, get a Sealy Deluxe Queen mattress with a free box spring for just $497. The deals are always in the house. ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale.
Hi folks, Kurt Presley here of Dalton Environmental Cleaning. The dreaded heating season is once again upon us, and you know what that means, spending more time indoors. I'm sure as educated consumers, you know that indoor air is many times more polluted than outdoor air. And that means you're breathing dirtier air. To help alleviate that problem, the first thing you should do is get your air ducts cleaned. What's in your air ducts? Construction debris, pet dander, dust mites, dust, dog hair. My wife wanted me to leave this out, but I gotta tell you, dead skin. Sorry, Kelly, but they have to know. At Dalton Environmental Cleaning, we clean where you can't so you can breathe the difference. Call Dalton's and talk to the owners, me and my wife, Kelly. 877-DALTONS. That's 877-DALTONS for a free, accurate estimate today.
Joe Gannon here to let you know that I trust Dalton's to clean my ducts, and you should too. Call now and mention my name for your special discount.
Hi, this is Joe Gannon, and one of the most common questions asked of me is, who do you use? I use Handy Pro Handyman services, or should I say that my wife does? They have been to my house several times, and my wife loves them. If you need something done and you don't have the time or the knowledge to do it yourself, call Handy Pro Handyman at 1-800-942-6394. With offices in Ann Arbor and Plymouth, they will guarantee they show up on time or give you a $30 credit on the repair bill. Finally, this is great. Set up an appointment and you don't have to wait around all day. Handy Pro Handyman is licensed, insured, and bonded. Can do all of the small jobs around the house. Their workmanship is beyond question and the prices are more than fair. If you're thinking about weatherproofing your house, painting a room, having some drywall repaired, or installing new light fixtures, call Handy Pro Handyman at 734-942-6394. For you seniors out there, no one will treat you with the respect you'll get from Handy Pro Handyman Services. Call them at 1-800-942-6394.
A few years ago, my doctor asked me to try a new drugstore in Livonia called Farmington Drugs and Medical Supplies, and I never again went to one of the big commercial giants in the drug business. This small drugstore has 15 experts working behind the counter, and you will place your trust in all of them. They have all sorts of supplies in stock, especially the compression stockings, and if you are hard-pressed for payment, they will even work out a payment schedule directly with you. How many of the drug giants will do that for you? Drug prices are important to those needing them, and I challenge all of you to find prices lower than Farmington Drugs, and the service is first class. They even offer free delivery to your home. Farmington Drugs is located on Farmington Road, the southeast corner of Farmington and 8 Mile. You can call them at 248-478-3922 and ask for Dr. Chris. He speaks fluent French and is as honest as they come. Call Farmington Drugs at 248-478-3922 and live a new experience with a great drugstore.
WTKA, The Ticket.
You are listening to the Appliance Doctor, Joe Gannon, here on WTKA, The Ticket, 1050 on the dial. And I'm here to answer any questions or listen to your comments, suggestions, complaints on the subject of major home appliances. And trust me, I get enough emails to know what people are happy with and what they're not happy with. And it's quite a subject matter. I believe it is the only appliance doctor show in the United States, has been for some 32 years, helping people, saving them money, giving them directions on how to do things. And I learn from everybody that calls here. If you want to get on the air, it's easy enough to do. The phone is right there. Grab it and dial 734-998-1050. That's 998-1050. And the subject matter today is your refrigerator. That refrigerator in your home, which has a lifespan of something like 12 years today. That's very minute compared to what it used to be. You bought a refrigerator in the past. And, Hoss, you got a refrigerator at your place?
I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how's the temperatures inside?
Typically, I believe, I don't think I've actually put like an actual thermostat in there, but I'm aware of it that it's actually cool, but I'm not 100% sure how cool it is, though.
All right. So next time you get a chance, you might buy yourself a probe-type thermometer that you can put into a food product in the refrigerator section.
Okay.
And that will give you an accurate temperature. Forget about the gauge that's on there. Some of the refrigerators now have bleeping numbers that tell you, what the temperature is. You could forget about that. I mean, it's a guide. But the actual temperature of a food product, like if you took a pickle jar and you submersed the probe-type thermometer, not something you sit on the shelf, but the actual temperature of the food is what you want, okay?
Correct.
Now, if you put a probe-type thermometer in there and you call a service technician because it's 44 degrees in the refrigerator, that service technician's going to come out, check it out, maybe charge you for the service call, and he's going to say to you, there's nothing I can do. That's the temperature that's allowable, all the way up to 44 degrees. Now, there's a controversial part about that. The head of the U.S. Health Department stood with me or sat with me at a conference with engineers from the factories, and she stated to them that the United States now suffers more food poisoning. The number is astronomical. I can't remember the exact number, but they suffer more, homeowners suffer more food poisoning from the very refrigerator product they have in their home in comparison, and it exceeds the restaurant industry.
Wow.
They are very critical. The health department studied these restaurants and checked them out every once in a while, make sure all the temperatures are right, so forth. See, in the old days, I have a 1958 Philco refrigerator that still runs like a champ. And it's in my basement. I got a 62 GE refrigerator at the cottage. And the temperatures in these refrigerators is something like 34, 35, 33 degrees, right just above freezing.
Wow.
Which makes the milk and the pop and the beer that kept in there nice and cold. Well, when you have temperatures like that, you slow down bacteria growth. So in the old days, we all learned that you could keep leftovers for up to 7 days in a refrigerator because the bacteria growth was slow to move or to grow when temperatures are that cold. That's not true today. That's not true today. When we come up to festive occasions, Easter, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and all that, and we prepare big meals and we put the leftovers in there, the rule today is 3 to 4 days. After 4 days, throw it out. Don't keep it any longer. The bacteria has grown in there, and it does cause food poisoning. Today, the numbers exceed what the restaurant industry created years ago. It from home refrigerators. Can you believe it?
That's crazy.
And it's too bad that with the technology of today, the temperatures cannot be brought down to a colder temperature as we had in the old days. Now, I have a refrigerator, and I check my temperatures, and I'm at somewhere around 38, 39 degrees. Actual food temperatures, not air temperatures. People buy a thermometer and sit it on a shelf, and they say, oh, well, that's great, okay? But there's a defrost cycle in there that introduces some like 90 degrees of heat into the freezer. 90 degrees of heat during the defrost cycle. And that heat, which accumulates in the freezer section, when it comes out of the defrost cycle, that heat is picked up and brought through the whole product, including the refrigerator section. That heat can warm things up. That's why it's important you have some cold to combat that heat. Very critical to the operation of a refrigerator, and very critical to the good health of our listening audience. So as people listen, they learn, they get an education on the appliances in their home, and that's what this radio program is all about. So the refrigerator is a big topic to talk about this morning. What can you do as a consumer to add years of life to that 12-year span I just mentioned? How can you add years of life to that? You can add years of life to that by the cleaning of the condenser underneath the refrigerator. And you can buy a long-handled condenser brush. There's available at all the Home Depots and Lowe's and all the hardware stores across America. I might add, I invented that long-handled brush, years ago when I worked for the Amana Corporation. I used to give them away by the thousands every year.
Wow.
And I'd give them to people because it was critical to keep the condenser clean. And you clean the condenser by going underneath the refrigerator. Now, if you're going to clean today's current refrigerator, you're going to find it very difficult in some cases to remove the front grill at the bottom of the refrigerator. Some of them now have special screws. It's like the manufacturer doesn't want you to clean it. Remember, the dirtier the condenser, the less time it's going to last. The quicker you will have to buy a new one with a dirty condenser. It's almost like by design, like the manufacturer saying, hey, if we get people who want to clean it and can't clean it, we'll sell more refrigerators. That's the way of the business world, especially in the major home appliances. So you got to clean that. If you can't take that front grill off, then pull it out away from the wall and clean it from the back. There's a piece of cardboard on the back at the bottom. It's held on with some clips or a couple of screws. That comes off. Make sure you put that back on there because it's there for a reason. But take that off and get that long-handled brush. Clean the condenser from the backside and get a good vacuum cleaner with a crevice tool and the brush. Clean the blade off on the fan motor. There's a fan motor underneath there. The heavier the blade laden with dirt and dust and so forth, the harder it is for the motor to operate, and you'll ruin the bearing in the motor if you continue that way. Clean that condenser. It can save you in an electrical cost on that refrigerator somewhere between $5 and $10 every month. But most important, it'll last longer, it'll give you more life on the compressor, and it'll give you better temperatures in the product itself. Those are critical parts of that refrigerator, and you need to know that because people do not clean the condenser. They just simply don't. Nobody's told them. Tell your family and friends you heard it right here on the Appliance Doctor radio program. And one other thing. In the old days, there was a drain pan underneath there. So when the refrigerator goes into the self-defrost cycle, in the old days you could put a pot of water in the freezer section, melt the snow. Well, the snow now accumulates, but it's got a heater that melts the snow, and the water must go to the drain pan underneath the refrigerator. That drain pan can cause a serious odor problem in your home. You'll never find it. A serious problem because the water sits in there. It's dark underneath there. It's full of dirt underneath there. And the bacteria growth in that pan is phenomenal. I took a drain pan out of a refrigerator one time. I took it to a friend who was a doctor. I had him check the bacteria count in that drain pan. He told me, he says, I've never seen anything like it. And it's right there in the American kitchen, and there's a fan motor blowing all this bacteria out of there right into the kitchen. And the odor comes along with it. Well, in the old days, you could take that drain pan and pull it out with your hand. It was made of plastic. You could put it in the sink, wash it with good hot water and some bleach or whatever, and then slip it back underneath there. I recommend you put a little peroxide in there, spray bottle of peroxide to kill the bacteria and lessen the growth factor. But now, the drain pan, and the manufacturers used to write in their instruction book how critical it is that you clean the drain pan. Now, here is what these guys have done. They've put the drain pan underneath there, and it's no longer removable. It's no longer plastic. It's made of metal. They solder it in. It's welded in place so you cannot remove it. So you see what I'm talking about, folks? If there's bacteria in there and it's blown into your home, maybe it's responsible for some serious illness in your home or allergic reactions. You need to know that fact. So I tell people, look, it. You can get it at it from the back. You'll have a tough time getting your fingers in there, but take a cloth and soak it in some alcohol or something. Spray a little peroxide in there, and the same stuff I use on my hair every morning. But spray it in there, and you will kill the bacteria count and bring it down to an acceptable level. But it's tough to do. It truly is tough to do. And why? Why would the manufacturers who recommend it for so long, for so many 30, 40 years, you clean the drain pan, why would they weld it in place underneath there? Because they don't care about your health. They care about your dollars. That's right. So think about that. And here, as I've got 1 minute here before the next break, when I come back, I'm going to read you a letter that was written in April of 1991. And, Haas, were you born in 1991?
Yep, I was April 91. I was 5 years old.
Oh, yeah. Well. Maybe your parents listened to this story about the dryer vent line. And this letter comes from the Michigan Joint Fire Service Council. It was written in April of 1991 by Mr. R. St. Clair, chairman of the Michigan Joint Fire Service Council, and he writes a letter to Mr. Green, who is the executive director of the Bureau of Construction Codes for the Michigan Department of Labor. You'll find this interesting to all of the folks out there who have a clothes dryer. A clothes dryer. The cause of 18,000 house fires a year in this country. My name is Joe Gannon. I enjoy your phone calls. I hope you'll grab the phone this morning and give me a ring at 734-998-1050. That's 998-1050. And right now I'll say this. Superglue the dial right here to WTKA, the ticket, 1050 on the dial. Hi, this is Joe Gannon, your consumer advocate on behalf of CHI, your certified home improvement company. Is it any wonder why roofing, siding, and windows cost so much to have installed? Some companies spend millions of dollars in advertising, and who do you think pays for this advertising? That's not the way it is with CHI. They pass the savings on to you, and you need to know you are getting the best work done by a very reputable company backed by yours truly. When it comes to roofing, siding, gutters, windows, and insulation, CHI is a GAF Master Elite installer, and they guarantee customer satisfaction. Give them a call today and have them give you a free estimate of the work you need to improve the condition of your home. Look them up at chiroofing.com and take a look at some of their work that has pleased so many other homeowners. CHI can be reached at 734-CHI-ROOF. That CHI has a superb rating with a BBB. In the beautiful little town of Chelsea, Michigan, lies an appliance store on Main Street, right there at the railroad tracks in the same parking lot as Jiffy Mix, called Hydloff Appliance. They have been in business since 1928, when Grandpa Lloyd Hydloff first started selling Maytag wringer washers, which ran off a gasoline motor. Now, some 90 years later, Mark, Matt, Steve run the operation that is dedicated to the finest products and the ultimate in customer satisfaction. They are the only appliance retailer that I know who plug in a refrigerator and let it run overnight before they deliver it to your home. Ask them about the expected life of a certain appliance, and they will be upfront and help make you an informed consumer. They specialize in the best-made washers and dryers made in this country, Speed Queens, made in Ripon, Wisconsin. They are known to last well over 25 years with the best warranties available in the world. They have lower prices on appliances to match many of the big retailers. Hydloff Appliance, on Main Street in Chelsea, or call them at 734-475-1221. Ladies and gentlemen, before I introduce a good friend, the president of Spectrum Human Services, Roger Swanninger, let me say a few words about Dr. Coogan, a doctor with the Detroit Lions for 15 years. I randomly interviewed 7 of his patients who were suffering severe pain of all sorts. Their stories were so candid as to how Dr. Coogan successfully cured their pain source without surgery. Roger is just one of thousands that have put an end to constant pain by visiting HealthQuest located in Farmington, Michigan.
You're absolutely correct, Joe. After living several years with so much pain and having back surgery that caused even more pain, life was becoming just unbearable. Under your advice, I got in touch with Dr. Coogan, and he guaranteed me a lot less pain, and today I can sit for periods of time, walk normal. Now I can play with my grandkids. In fact, my wife and I are taking them to Disney World.
If you are living with pain and can't take any more, call the office of Dr. Coogan at HealthQuest in Farmington at 877-99-QUEST. Look them up at healthquest.us. My neighbor Kevin had a beautiful deck built by Killer Decks. If you're looking to have a deck built this year, now is the time to call Steve at 734-595-1602 and get a free estimate. Winter prices prevail until spring arrives. Now, if you are a do-it-yourselfer, the deckbarn.com website on Michigan Avenue has everything you need to do the job yourself. 9 colors of vinyl rail and 5 colors of aluminum, or you can mix and match all for the same price. Aluminum balusters and Fiberon composite decking with low voltage deck lights, step lights, garden lights, and vinyl post lights. What can look better than a vinyl pergola and a gazebo to accentuate your yard? Decking and all related materials are available to you by simply going to thedeckbarn.com or call Steve at 734-595-1602. These products can be shipped to you direct at wholesale prices, and many carry a lifetime warranty. With the best quality products at deep discounts, go to the website, thedeckbarn.com. Listen up, folks, because this is Joe Gannon, and I just have to tell you about ProTech, a radon remediation company based in Ann Arbor. In business for over 20 years, doing work all over Michigan and solving a big health issue for thousands of their customers. I am just one example. Recently selling our home, a home inspector informed us that the level of radon was too high. We had ProTech install a venting system that guarantees an acceptable level of radon in the house to prevent any damage from happening to someone's health. ProTech can take care of radon problems in your home or business and make sure everyone lives or works in a safe environment. Now, as a former fraud investigator with the Attorney General's office, I can assure you that I thoroughly checked out ProTech before I called for their service. The owner, Kurt Hutchins, recommends that if you have a concern about radon in your home or business, you stop by his business in Ann Arbor and purchase a radon test kit for about $10 and run a test yourself. If the test proves positive, do what I did. Call ProTech at 888-MR-RADON. That number again is 888-MR-RADON.
WTKA, The Ticket.
Joe Gannon, your appliance doctor here on this Sunday morning, with you every Sunday from 8 till 10 a.m. right here on WTKA, The Ticket, 1050 on the dial, a great Cumulus radio station. And joining me this morning is a good friend and a man I call the expert in the appliance industry, Mr. Mark Heidloff from Heidloff Appliance in downtown Chelsea. Been there since 1928. He hasn't. But his grandfather was, his father was, and he and his two brothers, Steve and Matt, run that operation today. And I'm so proud to have them on the air with me as an advertiser and also a good family friend. Good morning, Mark.
Hi, Joe.
How you doing this morning?
Great. What a beautiful morning.
Yeah, listen, Mark, I understand you went over to Italy and you purchased truckloads of Italian appliances coming into your store. Is that true?
Well, I was in Italy, so that was true, but I didn't buy any appliances. But I did look at a couple of, in the windows, a couple of stores.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And what was your impression?
Well, I love Italy. We had a great time and a great trip. We went to quite a few different places and moved around a lot and saw as much as we could in a short period of time. But from an appliance standpoint, their appliances are nice and small and tiny and easy to move and deliver. So I think my guys would be really excited about that.
Yeah, well, you're always thinking, you know.
Yeah.
But they're smaller because, Mark, are they smaller because they use them more frequently with smaller loads, for instance?
Well, I think they must. It's certainly in a family environment like we're used to, but they're certainly not the size of our refrigerators and stoves and laundry equipment, and it's that European smaller style. So it's kind of intriguing. I'd like to know more about it and learn more about it, but it's certainly different than what we have here in the States.
Well, and besides that, the trip to Italy, I remember when good friends of both of us, Johnny Condor,
yep,
and his wife Connie, went over to Italy, and I was close to them at the time, and they were doing nothing but going through these tapes on how to speak Italian. So did you do any of that?
No, I really didn't. Amy tried to learn a little bit before we went.
Yeah.
I really didn't. We were fine, Joe. We didn't have any trouble communicating. And then the second part of our trip, we were with some family friends, and, of course, they spend much more time over there and do speak some Italian. So we didn't have any communication issues at all.
So did you find that many people speak English?
Oh, yeah. 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 There's enough that we can get by. So, yep.
Oh, good. Yep. Did you have any Italian spaghetti over there?
Well, I ate a lot of pizza and a lot of pasta.
Yeah.
And it's all very, very good. Had a little bit of seafood. But, yeah, we enjoyed ourselves a lot of gelato too, Joe. I tried not to go by too many gelato shops without stopping and having something. So
now, Mark, and I know how dedicated you are to work. I know that just knowing you. But did you find, Mark, your business was still operating after you'd been gone all that time?
Yeah, they did a great job.
Huh?
It takes a while to get organized to go on I was gone for 10 days, so it takes a while to get organized to do that. But, and we're really, really busy this time of year, so it makes it difficult when, we get one or two people off the staff when we're still really busy, but they did a great job. So
Mark, as one of the owners there, okay, it's hard to say, well, you know, I do it this way. Can they do it that way, this way, and will they do it while I'm gone? Well, you know, Mark, it's true. Other people, the help that you have, you know, you're in the service and the answering the phones and your sales staff, they're very capable of doing it while you're taking a little time off, which you should begin to do now.
Yeah. Yeah, and Joe, I remember that, you know, that was really the time that I learned the most, is when my grandfather and my dad were gone and I was there and with the rest of the staff, and we were a much smaller organization back then, but
yeah,
that's really where, when you learn and you need to make decisions and, you know, get things done and do
yeah.
it, you know, I've got my way that I do stuff, but it's
right.
not necessarily always the right way. I mean,
yeah.
we could do it a little bit different way and still get it done. So I think it's part of the learning process. So I think for my son Jake, this was huge for him. He did a fantastic job. I had, you know, a lot of people on staff said Jake did a great job. And everybody worked hard, and all the guys took on the delivery and installation piece of it. So it's an opportunity for everybody to kind of
yeah.
you know, step up and do it. And when I'm not there, and Matt happened to be gone for some of the time that I was gone, which was not a real good scheduling part
yeah.
on our part, but it just happened to happen that way. And but everybody did fine, so it was
That's
good.
Good.
Now we feel good when we get back, and it was well organized and things went well.
Well, I'm glad everything worked out just fine. And now I got a couple of headlines I'm reading here. I haven't read them yet, but let me throw them at you. Best Buy poised to dethrone Sears in the appliance sales. And do we still have Best Buy stores around here, Mark?
Yeah, there's a few.
Yeah,
we don't run into them that much, Joe. But you know, Sears has been going out of business for years. It seems like the never-ending going out of business
right.
saga. So, you know, they're not a very healthy company. And we get that report year after year after year when we go to our buying group meetings. But,
yeah.
I, you know, it's always the next approach or next step for them, but
yeah,
makes headlines.
Here's another one here, Mark. Amazon.com Incorporated shakes up appliance industry with Kenmore deal.
Well, and that's another offshoot of the Sears deal. I mean, Sears's brand of appliances is Kenmore,
yeah.
which is produced for them by many different manufacturers.
Yeah,
and it's a label that's been a brand that's been in the industry for a long, long time. So there's that's probably the best value that they have going is that Kenmore brand. So who picks it up, who runs with it in the future as Sears starts exiting the appliance business or business overall, the Kenmore brand of appliances will be something that, you know, whether it's Amazon or somebody else, that's where their value is, I think.
Which makes me emphasize again, as I have for many, many years, dealing with a store like Heidloff Appliance, who does so much in regards to customer satisfaction, is sometimes not available through these big outlets, or will it be available through Amazon when it comes to the world of major home appliances? I don't think they can even touch the service that you provide when you're selling something, as you have done so smartly all these years, and then when you deliver a product and make sure it's delivered properly. You got a guy there, your brother Matt, and your brother Steve, who handle the delivery and the service. Where else can you get that here in the United States today?
Well, it's certainly the business model of the independent appliance store, and there's still, you know, quite a few of us around in different markets. And that's the business model that's going to continue to work for us. We can do some things differently than the bigger organizations can, and that's where our success will be. So we've our business over the last 10 to 15 years has grown tremendously because of that. People are looking for it. So I used to spend a lot more time worrying about the big box stores and what they did in the marketplace, but now I think they help us as much as they hurt us. So I'm fine with what we do and how we do it. So we'll just keep doing it our way and doing it as long as we can that way. So.
And how are the sale of Speed Queen washers?
Continues to be great for us. I I order a lot of Speed Queen. We deliver a ton of it. My numbers are up this year more than last year. We're going to be real aggressive this fall with merchandise. There'll be some model changes coming out in the early part of next year, so I want to make sure that we have good inventory and good availability of the current models that have been so popular. We just like that line, as you do. So it's a great, great product, and we love selling quality, and that's what it is. So.
I had a consumer the other day, doesn't even live in this area, contact me and told me that while they were driving through Ann Arbor, where this broadcast house is, they heard me talking about Speed Queen with you, and they went to the local community near Grand Rapids and bought a new Speed Queen washer based on this radio program. Made me feel good.
Yep, that's good. There's quite a few dealers in Grand Rapids. Garrett's is one. Chuck Rosema's dealership, Northgate, is up in Holland. All those guys do a lot of Speed Queen business also. So.
Well, Mark, you just keep doing what your grandfather and your father taught you to do, and you will continue where your son Jake someday will be sitting in your shoes, I'm sure, because he is a very nice young man. And, Mark, as I've said in the past, I'm so proud to be a family friend, but are better still, okay? You played along with this radio station for many years, and I hope you'll continue to do so because we love Heidloff Appliance. Mark, thanks so much.
I enjoy talking with you, Joey. I appreciate what you do. I think keeping consumers informed of what's out there and what's going on in the marketplace is very important. So I enjoy talking to you, and you need to stop by and see us one of these days. It's been a while since you've been in.
So. Very so. Mark, I got to ask you one quick question.
Okay.
My brother wants one of those GE radios that I bought that has the great AM receivership.
Yeah, I've got them.
You still have them?
Yep, I have a few.
Oh, great. Well, I'll be stopping by to get one.
Okay, I'll have it for you.
Okay.
Take care, Joe. See ya.
Thanks, Mark. I love you. Take care. I'm Joe Gammon, the Appliance Doctor, the phone number to this radio program. We've got another hour to go, 734-998-1050. That's 998-1050. You're listening to WTKA, The Ticket, 1050 on the dial. Ladies and gentlemen, before I introduce a good friend, the president of Spectrum Human Services, Roger Swanninger, let me say a few words about Dr. Coogan, a doctor with the Detroit Lions for 15 years. I randomly interviewed 7 of his patients who were suffering severe pain of all sorts. Their stories were so candid as to how Dr. Coogan successfully cured their pain source without surgery. Roger is just one of thousands that have put an end to constant pain by visiting HealthQuest located in Farmington, Michigan.
You're absolutely correct, Joe. After living several years with so much pain and having back surgery that caused even more pain, life was becoming just unbearable. Under your advice, I got in touch with Dr. Coogan, and he guaranteed me a lot less pain, and today I can sit for periods of time, walk normal. Now I can play with my grandkids. In fact, my wife and I are taking them to Disney World.
If you are living with pain and can't take any more, call the office of Dr. Coogan at HealthQuest in Farmington at 877-99-QUEST. Look them up at healthquest.us.
Head to ABC Warehouse for the best deals in town on appliances, HDTVs, mattresses, furniture, and more. There are doorbuster deals in every department. Right now, get $400 off an LG LED 4K 65-inch smart TV on sale now for just $7.98. Or pick up a Frigidaire gas or electric range, your choice, from just $2.97 each. See the entire sale ad at abcwarehouse.com. ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale. Get to ABC Warehouse for the best deals on premium mattresses. And while you're there, find your ideal fit number using their exclusive Ideal Fit Sleep System. A few minutes is all it takes. With 1,600 sensors to identify your body type, sleep positions, and pressure points, Ideal Fit identifies and offers mattress comfort options that will support a healthier night's sleep. And right now, get a Sealy Deluxe Queen mattress with a free box spring for just $497. The deals are always in the house. ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale.
A few years ago, my doctor asked me to try a new drugstore in Livonia called Farmington Drugs and Medical Supplies, and I never again went to one of the big commercial giants in the drug business. This small drugstore has 15 experts working behind the counter, and you will place your trust in all of them. They have all sorts of supplies in stock, especially the compression stockings, and if you are hard-pressed for payment, they will even work out a payment schedule directly with you. How many of the drug giants will do that for you? Drug prices are important to those needing them, and I challenge all of you to find prices lower than Farmington Drugs, and the service is first class. They even offer free delivery to your home. Farmington Drugs is located on Farmington Road, the southeast corner of Farmington and 8 Mile. You can call them at 248-478-3922 and ask for Dr. Chris. He speaks fluent French and is as honest as they come. Call Farmington Drugs at 248-478-3922 and live a new experience with a great drugstore.
Hi, this is Joe Gannon, and one of the most common questions asked of me is, who do you use? I use Handy Pro Handyman services, or should I say that my wife does? They have been to my house several times, and my wife loves them. If you need something done and you don't have the time or the knowledge to do it yourself, call Handy Pro Handyman at 1-800-942-6394. With offices in Ann Arbor and Plymouth, they will guarantee they show up on time or give you a $30 credit on the repair bill. Finally, this is great. Set up an appointment and you don't have to wait around all day. Handy Pro Handyman is licensed, insured, and bonded. You can do all of the small jobs around the house. Their workmanship is beyond question and the prices are more than fair. If you're thinking about weatherproofing your house, painting a room, having some drywall repaired, or installing new light fixtures, call Handy Pro Handyman at 734-942-6394. For you seniors out there, no one will treat you with the respect you'll get from Handy Pro Handyman Services. Call them at 1-800-942-6394.
In the beautiful little town of Chelsea, Michigan, lies an appliance store on Main Street, right there at the railroad tracks in the same parking lot as Jiffy Mix, called Heidloff's Appliance. They have been in business since 1928, when Grandpa Lloyd Heidloff first started selling Maytag wringer washers, which ran off a gasoline motor. Now, some 90 years later, Mark, Matt, Steve run the operation that is dedicated to the finest products and the ultimate in customer satisfaction. They are the only appliance retailer that I know who plug in a refrigerator and let it run overnight before they deliver to your home. Ask them about the expected life of a certain appliance, and they will be upfront and help make you an informed consumer. They specialize in the best-made washers and dryers made in this country, Speed Queens, made in Ripon, Wisconsin. They are known to last well over 25 years with the best warranties available in the world. They have lower prices on appliances to match many of the big retailers. Heidloff Appliance, on Main Street in Chelsea, or call them at 734-475-1221.
This is the official voice of Michigan sports. Sports Talk 1050 WTKA Ann Arbor. The Ticket. A Cumulus station.
We welcome you to the second hour of the Appliance Doctor radio program, which means you've got some 55 minutes here to grab the phone and join me and get to the subject you want to talk about when it comes to major home appliances. Comments, suggestions, complaints, want to know what to buy? Call me right here on the air and I'll help to educate you. As I mentioned some 10 minutes ago, I would read you a letter dated April 8, 1991. And it has something to do with me. It's not egotistical. It's meant to educate you on the subject of your clothes dryer and the removal in your home of something that's very dangerous and causes some 18,000 house fires, or maybe 40,000. The number can be exaggerated by fact. These are reported numbers reported to fire department, which means the fire department came to your home. There are many dryer fires that are extinguished by the homeowner themselves, where the fire truck is not called to the home. So the number could be way above what's reported. 18,000 is reported. It could be 40,000 or more. I don't know. But here's a letter, and it's written by R. Sinclair, the chairman of the Michigan Joint Fire Service Council, writing to the Bureau of Construction Codes in the state of Michigan. Dear Mr. Green, at a recent meeting of the Michigan Joint Fire Service Council, we were addressed by Mr. Joe Gannon, an appliance repair business owner from Garden City. The focus of his speech was the dangers of using plastic flexible clothes dryer duct. Mr. Gannon stated that the duct construction allows lint to accumulate and restrict the flow from the dryer. This restriction causes the dryer to overheat and cause a fire.
Mr. Gannon also produced a report from the Michigan State Police Fire Marshal's Division showing from 1189 to 123189, there were 482 fires caused by clothes dryers, resulting in over $1.4 million of loss. That's just here in the state of Michigan. The Underwriters Laboratories have withdrawn their listing for using flexible dryer duct for clothes dryers. The Canadian government has outlawed their use. Most manufacturers direct in their installation papers that the use of flexible duct can void the warranty on the unit. In view of the above, the Michigan Joint Fire Service Council has directed me to write to you this letter asking that your office take a stand to prohibit the use of flexible clothes dryer duct. We further ask that the state construction code be amended to prohibit their use. That was written in 1991. That was when it began to be a part of the state code construction laws and was banned in the state of Michigan. Now, today, because of this, is banned across the United States. Every occasion that comes about where people have a chance to talk to me, somebody comes up and says, do you realize how many lives? Because people die in, some people die in these fires. You recognize how many lives you've saved in this country because of your work to ban this dryer vent line. What do you think of that, Hoss?
That's really amazing. I had no idea that that the whole that plastic vent liners were a big problem. I mean, personally, our household, we use the standard, you know, metal one,
right?
And we always clean those on a regular basis.
Good, good.
So I mean, I had no idea that you were the key player really in banning the plastic vent liners.
One of the proudest things I've ever done.
That's amazing. Yeah. It really is.
Well, it's just a white-haired old appliance doctor, you know, doing his regular weekly radio show.
Well, still, I mean, it's mind-blowing how, like you said, that you're able to change things in the way that, the way that, you know, the appliances kind of, you know, keep going and just banning things that needed to be addressed.
Yeah.
It's amazing, Dr. Joe.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed it. Very proud of that, by the way. And that took some effort. That wasn't just done overnight. See, I had three sons, or I have three sons, and they were all service technicians. I owned a business. At one time, I owned it for 20 years. Today, my son owns it. But the boys would go out on the road and then come back in. They say, Dad, we found a dryer that caught fire today. And so I said, why? Well, the dryer lint caught fire inside the dryer. And so I just stuck my nose into it. And way back then, I was playing hockey in an over 30 league in Garden City.
Okay.
And the fire chief, Frank Feltz, nice guy, just the nicest guy in the world, was a fireman and the chief of the fire department. So I said to him, Frank, one day, I said, Frank, could you give me a number on how many house fires are caused by dryers in Garden City alone? Sure, he kisses. I have to report those numbers. I said, you do? Yeah. So anyways, he called me back the next day and he said, Joe, we had 14 dryer fires last year in Garden City alone. And I said, wow, 14 of them. That's a lot. Oh, yeah, some of them were very destructive. I think somebody had died the previous year from a house fire caused by a dryer. So Haas, that's my producer here to this morning, folks, big guy, looks like Haas Cartwright from the Bonanza television series. But Haas, I got on the phone, and I think I spent something like 8 or 9 hours calling fire marshals in all the states. No, not all. About 46 states across this country. 46 states. I talked to every fire marshal and told them what I was doing and were there dryer fires caused in their state. And they all reported this astronomical figure. And I go, wow.
Wow.
But in Alaska, okay,
mm-hmm.
Fire Marshal says, no, we don't allow plastic vet line to be used in Alaska. Oh, really? He said, no. He says, and it has to be metal. Because when they have a fire in Alaska, okay,
mm-hmm.
and it's 50 below zero, the fire hydrants don't work.
Right, yep.
So they were pretty smart there. But that's how it all began. Thanks to Frank Feltz, fire chief, former fire chief in Garden City, Michigan. He became a very close friend then. We touched base quite a bit on this. And I went out to homes that had caught fire. I interviewed people. My gosh, I interviewed so many people who had a dryer fire. I interviewed a woman who had a dryer fire, and she had been in a hospital for 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
I mean, this woman, well, let's put it this way. She started her clothes dryer at the end of the kitchen in the laundry room,
mm-hmm.
and she turned her dryer on, and 5 minutes later it caught fire. But while it caught fire, she opened the sliding doors to go outside to check the temperature in the hot tub that her husband was calling and said, check the temperature in the hot tub. When I get home, I'm going to jump right in there. So she opened the sliding doors to go outside, closed them when she went outside. It was February. Checked the temperature, which only took a minute.
Mm-hmm.
She came back in the house, opened the sliding doors, turned her back to the laundry room, to slide the doors closed again. While she did this, the laundry room was already on fire. The laundry, the dryer fire had consumed all the air in that laundry room. So when she opened the door, the fire came roaring out.
Oh, my.
And hit her in the back, burnt all the hair on her back,
oh,
on her head. That poor woman was, and I talked to her just a few weeks after she got out of the hospital. And what a dramatic thing. And here's what I found out since those years. When you have a dryer fire in your home, and I hope nobody ever does, but when you have a dryer fire in your home, you will never leave the laundry room again while the dryer is operating. And this applies to not only women, but to men as well. You become so fearful of that dryer that you do not leave its side. And you know, you buy a dryer, it's not like hanging the clothes on a clothesline in the old days. You buy a dryer because it saves you time throughout the day when you're doing the laundry. This dryer fire thing causes this to happen to people in American homes. I'm Joe Gannon, your appliance doctor. And, Haas, thanks for your input there this morning. You feel free to chime in anytime you want on this radio program. That's the Rocket does it,
mm-hmm.
You know, like you're doing it. So please feel free to, you're part of the radio program this morning.
Well, okay? I'll definitely chime in.
And after a few more weeks of doing this, you might be able to do the show yourself.
Oh, no, 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 no. I don't think I can do that. No, no.
Back to the subject of what I mentioned to Mark Heidloff. Best Buy poised to dethrone Sears in appliance sales. Sears Holdings may soon lose its number 3 market share position in the appliance market to Best Buy as it continues to fail and fall further from the number 1 ranking it held as recently as 2013. It has been 4 years since Sears lost the market lead to Lowe's and later the number 2 market position to Home Depot. Together, Lowe's, Home Depot, and Sears account for about 58% of all appliance sales. However, Best Buy is closing in on Sears' third-place 13% market share, according to the analysis. The analysis comes less than 2 weeks after Sears announced the closing of another 18 Sears stores and 2 Kmart stores, but also talked up the opening of its latest Sears appliance and mattress store in Texas. There is no way to sugarcoat the observation that Sears had been free-falling in just about every retail market segment for several years at this point. Its widespread closing of stores has a bit of a snowball effect in segments like appliances, which customers come to brick-and-mortar stores to check out. Appliances are one type of product that Sears could still draw people into stores with. Yet, the closing of its locations means that those potential showrooms are becoming fewer and further between, which also makes the Sears name shrink even smaller and further out of the minds of consumers in the market to buy said appliances. Could the development of the new Sears appliance and mattress store concept reverse the trend? The new 20,000-square-foot Texas store followed the opening of what was tagged as a prototype store last year in Colorado. In addition to featuring appliances from Sears, native Kenmore brand, other brands also are prominently featured, and interactive displays seem to embrace modern design ideas for brick-and-mortar retail. Perhaps operating a specialty store can restore Sears' reputation in the appliance arena, especially if it quickly expands on the concept. However, the retailers that have been eating Sears lunch in the appliance market in recent years are not specialty retailers themselves, for the most part. Lowe's and Home Depot would be described more as home improvement retailers, and Best Buy is still more of an electronics retailer than anything else, although it has stepped up its game in the smart home market, which overlaps with the appliance sector. In its most recent quarter earnings report, it wasn't lost on Best Buy that it is close to overtaking Sears in appliances. The retailer called out appliances as one area of major growth at a time when some of its other product channels have weakened. Despite dire predictions, Sears continues to linger, but it is probably getting very close to decision time. The retailer will have to decide how much longer it wants to fight for its illustrious department store past, or whether it should throw all of its energies into pursuing a small handful of market segments. Interesting news on Sears, when Sears news like that is always depressing to so many consumers, because there are people who will buy nowhere else but Sears. And with that, with that said, it's a sad time in the appliance world. You know how many retailers we've lost in the appliance world?
I know there's a lot that have gone by the wayside.
And you may remember names like Ollie Fretter,
mm-hmm.
Highland Appliance, big names. Hot and Cold, Worldwide. J.C. Penney, a couple of other big national chains, all gone,
mm-hmm.
all gone. And yet, let me say a word of encouragement for one of our major advertisers in the appliance world and mattresses today.
Mm-hmm.
It's called ABC Warehouse. Gordy Hartunian and that family started way back, and I got to be good friends and know them well. I work very closely with them, still do. In January, I'm at the home show in Novi, the Suburban Collection Show place, and there's not an appliance there. It's all mattresses and sofas and chairs and vibrating chairs and all those fancy things. But I'm there just signing autographs and giving away pictures, but most important, giving people advice, because they come over there to ask an appliance question. ABC Warehouse, still alive, still strong. I think it's 41 stores they've got across the Midwest here.
Sounds about right, yeah.
And they still do a terrific job in appliances, mm-hmm. and mattresses. And a lot of people today don't even know that ABC Warehouse sells millions of dollars worth of mattresses every year. So it's nice to have them still there.
Oh, absolutely.
With all those others gone.
It is surprising when you bring up the ones that have gone by the wayside. It does blow your mind.
Unbelievable.
And it just seems like more and more people nowadays, they want to go and do their purchasing online with like you had mentioned earlier, Amazon.com and stuff.
At 1945, 46, after the Second World War, you could buy a washing machine. It used to cost in the area of $500.
Wow.
And then, as time went on, the prices dropped. There were times not long ago, I think you can still buy a washing machine today for $300.
I believe so, yeah.
We won't buy the best, but if you bought one of those, it might last 4 or 5 years. I'm Joe Gannon. I'll ask you to superglue the dial and give us a call here on the Appliance Doctor Radio Program, the number 734-998-1050. You're listening to WTKA, The Ticket, 1050 on the dial.
I'm Joe Gannon, here to tell you that Pat Kelly, our expert on heating, cooling, and self-start generators, has opened a new business called KNB Energy Solutions. With a new, beautiful new office and warehouse in Livonia, Pat Kelly is ready to handle all your HVAC problems and questions. And when you're wanting to install a new self-start generator, he handles only the best American-made brands with the finest warranties available. You've heard Pat Kelly do this radio show with me many times, and many of you have used his services and trust his expertise. He is back in business and needs your calls to make it grow. If you're in line for an air conditioning check, Pat Kelly's service technicians will make sure you don't have a problem on the hot summer days. And it's a pretty smart thing to do. Give Pat Kelly a call at 734-666-0101. That number again is 734-666-0101.
Hi, this is Joe Gannon, your consumer advocate on behalf of CHI, your certified home improvement company. Is it any wonder why roofing, siding, and windows cost so much to have installed? Some companies spend millions of dollars in advertising, and who do you think pays for this advertising? That's not the way it is with CHI. They pass the savings on to you, and you need to know you are getting the best work done by a very reputable company backed by yours truly. When it comes to roofing, siding, gutters, windows, and insulation, CHI is a GAF Master Elite installer, and they guarantee customer satisfaction. Give them a call today and have them give you a free estimate of the work you need to improve the condition of your home. Look them up at chiroofing.com and take a look at some of their work that has pleased so many other homeowners. CHI can be reached at 734-CHI-ROOF. That CHI has a superb rating with a BBB.
Hi, folks. Kurt Presley here of Dalton Environmental Cleaning. The dreaded heating season is once again upon us, and you know what that means, spending more time indoors. I'm sure as educated consumers, you know that indoor air is many times more polluted than outdoor air, and that means you're breathing dirtier air. To help alleviate that problem, the first thing you should do is get your air ducts cleaned. What's in your air ducts? Construction debris, pet dander, dust mites, dust, dog hair. My wife wanted me to leave this out, but I gotta tell you, dead skin. Sorry, Kelly, but they have to know. At Dalton Environmental Cleaning, we clean where you can't so you can breathe the difference. Call Dalton's and talk to the owners, me and my wife Kelly, 877-DALTONS. That's 877-DALTONS for a free, accurate estimate today.
Joe Gannon here to let you know that I trust Dalton's to clean my ducts, and you should too. Call now and mention my name for your special discount.
Listen up, folks, because this is Joe Gannon, and I just have to tell you about Protect, a radon remediation company based in Ann Arbor. In business for over 20 years, doing work all over Michigan and solving a big health issue for thousands of their customers. I am just one example. Recently selling our home, a home inspector informed us that the level of radon was too high. We had Protec install a venting system that guarantees an acceptable level of radon in the house to prevent any damage from happening to someone's health. Protec can take care of radon problems in your home or business and make sure everyone lives or works in a safe environment. Now, as a former fraud investigator with the Attorney General's office, I can assure you that I thoroughly checked out Protec before I called for their service. The owner, Kurt Hutchins, recommends that if you have a concern about radon in your home or business, you stop by his business in Ann Arbor and purchase a radon test kit for about $10 and run a test yourself. If the test proves positive, do what I did. Call ProTech at 888-MR-RADON. That number again is 888-MR-RADON.
A few years ago, my doctor asked me to try a new drugstore in Livonia called Farmington Drugs and Medical Supplies, and I never again went to one of the big commercial giants in the drug business. This small drugstore has 15 experts working behind the counter, and you will place your trust in all of them. They have all sorts of supplies in stock, especially the compression stockings, and if you are hard-pressed for payment, they will even work out a payment schedule directly with you. How many of the drug giants will do that for you? Drug prices are important to those needing them, and I challenge all of you to find prices lower than Farmington Drugs, and the service is first class. They even offer free delivery to your home. Farmington Drugs is located on Farmington Road, the southeast corner of Farmington and 8 Mile. You can call them at 248-478-3922 and ask for Dr. Chris. He speaks fluent French and is as honest as they come. Call Farmington Drugs at 248-478-3922 and live a new experience with a great drugstore.
WTKA, The Ticket.
You are listening to the Appliance Doctor Radio program every Sunday morning from 8 till 10 a.m. I'm here to help you with questions you might have, suggestions, comments, even your complaints on major home appliances. And this morning, Bob from Allen Park joins us this morning. Hi, Bob. How may we help you?
Yeah, Joe, long-time listener to your program. I just have a question. I'm a former Sears employee, too, retired back in 91. My dryer, which I bought in 95, the washer and dryer there at Sears, has been very good.
Yeah.
But the dryer now, when you face it, take your right hand, after it's shut off, sometimes it goes on for just a few seconds, 5 to 10 seconds. I don't know what's happening there, how this dryer goes on by just touching the front corner of the dryer.
No, I've been on the air for 32 years. I've been in this business since 1959. I've never heard that.
Yeah, it's strange. I've never had to have the dryer serviced in all those years since 95. And I have the protection plan with Sears on about 6 items, and I think it's one of the best out there, like on 6 items for 4 years.
Yeah.
I pay $1,000, and they just replaced all the works in my washer here about a year ago, new motor and everything. And I've had the treadmill. I think the guy was just here a couple of months ago and replaced just about replaced the whole treadmill with parts.
Well, you know,
and I've been very happy with their protection program. And I was there whenever the new guy took over. Lampert was his name. Yeah. And at the time, we could see he did not have the experience of being in the head of a place like Sears. He was a hedge fund man.
Yeah.
Did well as a hedge fund man. And that's when Sears started going down, when this management of Lambert took over. But anyway, I just thought I'd give you a call about this dryer effect, why it goes on for just a few seconds and then goes off.
Now, do you have a computer in that dryer? Is there touchpad control?
Well, it has no. It has those buttons, or what do you call the buttons on it?
Yeah. Now
it does. It's not a touch deal. No.
Well, now, do you have...
Otherwise, everything's been good, other than, like I say, once in a while, after it's shut off, I'll go down there and just, maybe by mistake, I'll touch the right front part of it. It goes on, you know.
Now, Bob, is this happening right now?
Well, no. Well, the last time it happened was probably a week ago, when I did some clothes, about a week ago.
And how long has this been going on?
Oh, I just noticed it probably about the last 3 or 4 months.
Do you have a humidifier in your home?
Well, on the furnace, yeah.
Yeah? And that's off now, right?
Yeah.
I'm leading to the factor that the human body carries electricity.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering if that might be the case. Where, Bob, I don't want to scare you, but
maybe you've got too much electricity in your body.
Well, yeah.
Well, now I'm going to make a suggestion. I want you to kill the power to the dryer. Is it electric or gas?
It's a gas dryer.
Okay, well, so you can pull the plug on the dryer.
Yeah.
Pull the plug on the dryer and leave it off for an hour. And then turn it back on and see if this happens again.
Okay.
I think there might be a little touchpad in that dryer behind that console. Because that's when the touchpads and the electronics started coming into effect in appliances. But I'm going to ask you to do that, and then I'm going to ask you to call me back. I'm very curious. I'll be here next Sunday. I got to do this big hot tub show at Cobo Hall next Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
But I'll drive from Cobo Hall to here Sunday morning and do the radio show and back to Cobo Hall to spend the afternoon with the Master Spa people. But I'd like to hear from you. I'm going to dig my nose into this subject matter.
Now, the button on the end of it that actually turns the blower on, here once just lately here, I thought it should have been done. The dryer should have gone off so I just kind of hit that, turned it off by myself, the dryer. I don't know if that had any effect on it.
No, I don't think so. I still think about electricity in the human body and what it can do to touchpad controls. If you call me back next Sunday, I'll be here waiting for your call.
And then, by the way, I use Pat Kelly services on my furnace and so on now, and very, very happy with him. Servicing my furnace product.
And his new company, K&B Energy, is doing very well. I'll probably have Pat on the air with me here in the next few weeks to talk some more about how things are going, and I'm so pleased that you use his service. He's the best guy in the heating, air conditioning, self-start generators there is in this country, Bob.
Yeah, he's got an employee there that I use, young employee, and I'm very happy with him.
Well, thanks for calling, Bob. Very nice of you.
Okay, let's hope I can just find out, curious about that, going on with that dryer. So.
Well, I look forward to you calling next Sunday.
Okay, Joe.
Take care, Bob.
You too. Bye now.
Bye-bye. My name is Joe Gannon, the Appliance Doctor, and I'm here on the air every Sunday morning, 8 to 10. Have been on the air helping consumers for 32 years, and here's my number, 734-998-1050, as my darling Valerie drives up the highway this morning to Traverse City to play in a golf tournament, and she nails that ball 250 yards every time she hits it, straight as a whistle.
That's 250 yards further than me, I bet.
Yeah, well, that's about 30 yards further than me as well. But she is a great golfer, and she's going to have a good time this weekend at this big golf tournament coming up in Traverse City. And I love her very much, and I want her to drive careful. I know she's got the radio on. I want her to drive careful, and be careful when you stop in the rest areas. Let's go to Roger in Ypsilanti. Good morning, Roger. Thanks for calling.
Hi, how are you?
I'm 100%, and how may I help you this morning?
I have a problem with a Whirlpool washing machine. I'm trying to wash a load of clothes. Well, I put them in last night before going to bed, but when I woke up this morning, there's a error message on the display. It's about a 10-year-old washing machine.
Yeah.
And it's flashing F8E1 on the display, and the door's locked. I tried unplugging it and running it through the cycle again, but it's gone back to that same error message.
You unplugged the machine for a while or just momentarily?
About 30 seconds or so.
Oh, I want you to unplug it and leave it unplugged for an hour.
Okay.
Because these computers, they have a tendency to reset themselves.
That's what I thought.
But it's got to be a minimum of an hour.
Okay.
Then again, I'm going to ask you to call me next Sunday to tell me what happened, if it solved the problem. If it did, fine. But the other thing is, I'm going to give you a website that you can go to,
okay,
which is repairclinic.com. Com.
Yes, I've heard of them. Okay.
Right. They're down here. Their main headquarters is Michigan Avenue in Wayne. Now, they have a website where you can probably go into and find out what that code designates.
All right.
And that's important because at one time you couldn't find that information out.
Okay.
You had to work for the manufacturer to know what that code meant, and it was so top secret, but not anymore.
Okay.
And that's another thing you've got to find out. Now,
right.
Other than that, the machine works fine, right?
Yes, sir.
Pumping the water out okay?
Yes, sir.
And can you open the door now?
No, the door is locked.
It's locked, eh?
Right.
Permanently locked.
Well, and the light is on that says door locked, yes.
Yeah. Well, how are you going to get the clothes out?
If I unplug it.
Then it unlocks.
It should, shouldn't it?
Well, you don't know about computers these days, really. That's why I've got a flip phone and nothing else. But I'd like to hear back from you, Roger. How's the dryer working?
It works fine, sir.
Yeah? Well, let's unplug it. Let's see if it resets itself.
Okay.
Hopefully it does.
All right. Thank you very much, sir.
No, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. I appreciate that very much.
Bye now.
You take care. Joe Gannon's my name. Appliance is my game right here on the Appliance Doctor radio program. And then I read the story to Mark Heidloff about Sears. Here's another one. Amazon.com Incorporated shakes up appliance industry with a Kenmore deal. Amazon.com Inc.'s announcement that it will begin selling a full line of Kenmore appliances sent shockwaves throughout the retail industry, and for good reason, as the online shopping behemoth continues to take market share and become the dominant player in many categories. Sears shares soar as it teams up with Amazon to sell Kenmore appliances. Sears Canada to begin liquidation sales at 59 stores. If Amazon is able to achieve a reasonable amount of market share in the appliance industry, Whirlpool and others should eventually participate as well. J.P. Morgan analyst Michael Rahm believes that will allow Whirlpool to maintain a meaningful presence in the appliance market and keep its leadership position intact. It is also worth noting that Whirlpool supplies some products to Kenmore and others as an original manufacturer, although this part of the business accounts for less than 5% of overhaul sales. Renault believes Whirlpool's sell-off and concerns about Amazon's new relationship with Kenmore, which includes Alexa-enabled smart appliances, are overdone. Whirlpool has proven its ability to adapt to a changing retail landscape over the past decade, which we expect will continue to be the case if Amazon becomes a major seller of appliances over the next few years. Ladies and gentlemen, things are shaking up in the appliance industry. What do you think, Hoss?
I'd mentioned this in the last segment that it seems like more and more people, in my generation of, the millennials and even, Gen Y or Z, I can't remember what letter of the alphabet that it is now, but it seems more and more people are purchasing a lot more stuff, via online, whether it be Amazon or some of these outside the box realty websites, that it's hurting the market for a lot of these, non-big box locations like ABC Warehouse and even Best Buy. And I think one of the big reasons why, this is just this man's opinion, is that people will go into Best Buy, and I can kind of go by experience with this, they'll go into Best Buy with the mindset of wanting to get a washer and dryer or a refrigerator or something of that nature, and the sales associate wants to give you what they think you need, and it's more of the aspect where it's not, they want you to have all the bells and whistles, but you just want you know, sometimes a plain Jane.
Yes, that's so true. The sales force in a retailer outlet, when it comes to appliances, needs to be updated and groomed and made smarter at all times, because consumers are demanding smartness from people who sell products. And when we come back, I'll give you a little story about the appliance doctor. Now, as a former fraud investigator with the state of Michigan, the Attorney General's office, for some 20 years, I'm a pretty hard guy to con.
I can believe this.
Trust me, I am.
I believe it. I believe it 100%.
Well, I'll tell you a Lowe's story when we come back. A story about Lowe's. Where? Right here in Ann Arbor. When I come back on the air, and I'll ask you to superglue that dial. Stay tuned. Keep it superglued right here at the WTKA, the ticket, 1050 on the dial.
Head to ABC Warehouse for the best deals in town on appliances, HDTVs, mattresses, furniture, and more. There are doorbuster deals in every department. Right now, get $400 off an LG LED 4K 65-inch smart TV on sale now for just $798. Or pick up a Frigidaire gas or electric range, your choice, from just $297 each. See the entire sale ad at abcwarehouse.com. ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale. Get to ABC Warehouse for the best deals on premium mattresses. And while you're there, find your ideal fit number using their exclusive Ideal Fit Sleep System. A few minutes is all it takes. With 1,600 sensors to identify your body type, sleep positions, and pressure points, Ideal Fit identifies and offers mattress comfort options that will support a healthier night's sleep. And right now, get a Sealy Deluxe Queen mattress with a free box spring for just $497. The deals are always in the house. ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale.
Hi, folks. Kurt Presley here of Dalton Environmental Cleaning. The dreaded heating season is once again upon us, and you know what that means, spending more time indoors. I'm sure as educated consumers, you know that indoor air is many times more polluted than outdoor air, and that means you're breathing dirtier air. To help alleviate that problem, the first thing you should do is get your air ducts cleaned. What's in your air ducts? Construction debris, pet dander, dust mites, dust, dog hair. My wife wanted me to leave this out, but I gotta tell you, dead skin. Sorry, Kelly, but they have to know. At Dalton Environmental Cleaning, we clean where you can't so you can breathe the difference. Call Dalton's and talk to the owners, me and my wife, Kelly. 877-DALTONS. That's 877-DALTONS for a free, accurate estimate today.
Joe Gannon here to let you know that I trust Dalton's to clean my ducts, and you should too. Call now and mention my name for your special discount.
My neighbor Kevin had a beautiful deck built by Killer Decks. If you're looking to have a deck built this year, now is the time to call Steve at 734-595-1602 and get a free estimate. Winter prices prevail until spring arrives. Now, if you are a do-it-yourselfer, the deckbarn.com website on Michigan Avenue has everything you need to do the job yourself. 9 colors of vinyl rail and 5 colors of aluminum, or you can mix and match all for the same price. Aluminum balusters and Fiberon composite decking with low-voltage deck lights, step lights, garden lights, and vinyl post lights. What can look better than a vinyl pergola and a gazebo to accentuate your yard? Decking and all related materials are available to you by simply going to thedeckbarn.com or call Steve at 734-595-1602. These products can be shipped to you direct at wholesale prices, and many carry a lifetime warranty. With the best quality products at deep discounts, go to the website, thedeckbarn.com.
Hi, this is Joe Gannon, and one of the most common questions asked of me is, who do you use? I use Handy Pro Handyman services, or should I say that my wife does? They have been to my house several times, and my wife loves them. If you need something done and you don't have the time or the knowledge to do it yourself, call Handy Pro Handyman at 1-800-942-6394. With offices in Ann Arbor and Plymouth, they will guarantee they show up on time or give you a $30 credit on the repair bill. Finally, this is great. Set up an appointment and you don't have to wait around all day. Handy Pro Handyman is licensed, insured, and bonded. You can do all of the small jobs around the house. Their workmanship is beyond question and the prices are more than fair. If you're thinking about weatherproofing your house, painting a room, having some drywall repaired, or installing new light fixtures, call Handy Pro Handyman at 734-942-6394. For you seniors out there, no one will treat you with the respect you'll get from Handy Pro Handyman Services. Call them at 1-800-942-6394.
Hi, this is Joe Gannon, your consumer advocate on behalf of CHI, your certified home improvement company. Is it any wonder why roofing, siding, and windows cost so much to have installed? Some companies spend millions of dollars in advertising, and who do you think pays for this advertising? That's not the way it is with CHI. They pass the savings on to you, and you need to know you are getting the best work done by a very reputable company backed by yours truly. When it comes to roofing, siding, gutters, windows, and insulation, CHI is a GAF Master Elite installer, and they guarantee customer satisfaction. Give them a call today and have them give you a free estimate of the work you need to improve the condition of your home. Look them up at chiroofing.com and take a look at some of their work that has pleased so many other homeowners. CHI can be reached at 734-CHI-ROOF. That CHI has a superb rating with a BBB.
WTKA, The Ticket.
Joe Gannon's my name, known as the Appliance Doctor, every Sunday morning, 8 till 10 a.m., right here on WTKA, The Ticket. 1050 on the dial, a great Cumulus radio station. And as a teaser there before I went on break, my guy here, Haas Cartwright, on the radio end where he calls the shots and makes it program delightful for you, I hope. I'm here to help you, and I had a little teaser there about Lowe's. I hear a guy named Glenn Hagee on WJR Radio. I've listened to him for 33 years. He's a good friend and a big part of who Joe Gannon is on radio today. He helped create that some 32 years ago. I hear him talking about this paint eater. Paint eater. Like, I'm going to the cottage from here in Union City, Michigan. I'm going to be having breakfast with the Breakfast Club tomorrow morning, getting all sorts of knowledge about farming and other things. But I've got a job to do this week, and it's a big one, because all the spindles on the dock at the cottage and all the posts are all painted white. And every couple of years, I have to clean the peeling paint off of there and repaint them. So I hear Glenn Hagee talking about this paint eater product available at Lowe's. So last weekend on the way to the cottage, I stopped at Lowe's here in Ann Arbor. And for all you Lowe's employees, know this, Joe Gannon's going to do a test of this paint eater. But I bought one. I went to the cottage. I took it out of the box. Cost $35. Pretty good price. Mm-hmm. This is not something you attach to a drill or anything. This is its own little module, electric. You got these special brushes on the end that you can scrape the paint off and at the same time feather the paint where you don't have to start with a putty knife trying to scrape all the old paint off. So I get home. I take it out of the box. I'm anxious to use it. I want to get doing this job. And it doesn't come on. The on and off switch do not turn the product on. Oh, you call that DOA, dead on arrival. So now the day is wasted because it's not wasted, but anyways. So now I take that product. The next day, I come back to Ann Arbor here, and I say, listen, this is dead. Can I get another one? So the lady writes me a credit, right, for $35. Plus two brushes I bought. I think they're $11, $12 each. So I go over to the paint department. I say, the guy, I want one of these paint eaters. He takes me over to the shelf where I bought the product, and it was the last one on the shelf when I bought it. So maybe it was dead and somebody brought it back and they put it back on the shelf. That would be a mistake, yep. Okay? So anyways, there's no more on the shelf. So the guy says to me, well, let's see. Let's find out if we've got any, if we're going to get more, etc. So he takes his little camera phone thing and takes a picture of that tag that's on the on the shelf. And he looks at me and says, no, we're not going to reorder these. It's a discontinued item.
Oh, wow.
Well, now I'm feeling bad. Discontinued. So yesterday, I go to the Lowe's in White Lake, and they've got them. And I said, I got to buy one. But the price is now $70.
Ooh.
Ooh, quite a difference, isn't it?
Big jump.
Big jump from $35 to $70. I said, well, I don't care. I got to have one. I want to try this product so I can put it through a test. So I can call Glenn Hagee and say, hey, it works great or it doesn't. So I bought one for $70. Now, being smart consumer, I said, oh, can we do something here? I said, can we take it out of the box? And I would like to see if it runs. You know, once bitten, twice, and all that. So the lady takes me to a plug right there behind her on the wall, okay? I can't put the cord, the plug, I cannot put it into the outlet. It will not go into the outlet. I said to myself, well, even the cord, the plug on this wall in this store, Lowe's, doesn't accept the cord. I don't know why you can't jam it in. It's like something blocked in there. I said, well, so she found another plug. And I plugged it in, I turned it on, and it operated. Now, when I was at the cottage and it wouldn't work, I opened the box, looked at the label, and it said something on there that just put the hair on the back of my neck standing up straight. Made in China.
Oh, boy.
And we all know, everybody knows, what's going on with the products we get from China. In my world, it's called the four-letter word I use on radio. J-U-N-K.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm going to test this product made from China. I'll be there this afternoon sanding paint, okay? And it also says on the box, if the product should fail within a year, bring it back to where you bought it. Bring it back to where you bought it. Now, is the fact that there's so many problems with this product, the fact that Lowe's, the guy said, we're not going to reorder this product. It's a discontinued product. Now, Glenn Hagee doesn't know that as he's promoting it every weekend. So it's a story about be careful, because sometimes there's a consumer with a little background in consumer affairs. And trust me, I have a lot in the background of consumer affairs. So we'll find out next week. You'll have to tune in, the rocket will be back here, but you'll have to stay super glued to this dial.
Oh, without a doubt. I'll make sure I tune in.
And if I fail to mention it because of maybe memory recognizance, okay, you call the show.
I will.
And you want to know how the product worked.
I'd love to find out. And I really would.
And if it should fail, you see, when you buy a product, most products, like appliances, have a year's warranty. If something is going to go wrong with the product, it will usually happen in the first few times of operation. That's usually the case.
Typically, yeah.
And so people who buy long extended warranties, by the way, need to be careful, okay? Down the road, we're going to have a gentleman on the air with us, Gary Van Ochten, who headed the service policies provided by Consumers Energy for many, many years. And we're going to bring him on the air to talk about Consumers Energy and their appliance service plans they have. But you need to know all about that stuff, and what I'm doing here is to help consumers become aware and gain some knowledge. And we've only got a minute and a half to go here, but Haas Cartwright.
Yes, sir.
Working here on the Appliance Doctor Radio program this morning. I hope you've enjoyed.
I've learned a lot. And yes, you're hearing especially the one thing that really, really made me, you know, an honor to be able to work with you today was hearing the story, the letter that was written in regards to you about the plastic vent liners. That's That's amazing. It really, like you said, I'll keep saying it until my hat falls off my head, but it really is amazing, Dr. Joe.
Well, Haas, let me tell you, it is. This is what a guy named J.P. McCarthy used to say when he was the big name in radio in this country. He used to say, "It's just a radio show, and I'm just a white-haired old appliance doctor." But I enjoy doing it, and it's a different format than other talk shows, and which makes it kind of unique. And the next time you see your friend here in the boss, Matt Spaulding,
yes,
you can thank him for having the Appliance Doctor radio program on this station.
I will certainly do that. I'll see him tomorrow morning, I hope.
Yeah, and the advertisers on this radio program are the best there is in their categories, and I'll ask every consumer out there, listen to the advertisers, write down the phone numbers, and use them because they are the best. So, Haas, thanks so much.
Absolutely, Dr. Joe. It's an honor.
I'll take my leave now and say to our listening audience, I'm Joe Gannon. Thanks for listening to the Appliance Doctor radio program.
I'm Joe Gannon, here to tell you that Pat Kelly, our expert on heating, cooling, and self-start generators, has opened a new business called KNB Energy Solutions. With a new, beautiful new office and warehouse in Livonia, Pat Kelly is ready to handle all your HVAC problems and questions. And when you're wanting to install a new self-start generator, he handles only the best American-made brands with the finest warranties available. You've heard Pat Kelly do this radio show with me many times, and many of you have used his services and trust his expertise. He is back in business and needs your calls to make it grow. If you're in line for an air conditioning check, Pat Kelly's service technicians will make sure you don't have a problem on the hot summer days, and it's a pretty smart thing to do. Give Pat Kelly a call at 734-666-0101. That number again is 734-666-0101.
Listen up, folks, because this is Joe Gannon, and I just have to tell you about ProTec, a radon remediation company based in Ann Arbor. In business for over 20 years, doing work all over Michigan and solving a big health issue for thousands of their customers. I am just one example. Recently selling our home, a home inspector informed us that the level of radon was too high. We had ProTec install a venting system that guarantees an acceptable level of radon in the house to prevent any damage from happening to someone's health. ProTec can take care of radon problems in your home or business and make sure everyone lives or works in a safe environment. Now, as a former fraud investigator with the Attorney General's office, I can assure you that I thoroughly checked out ProTec before I called for their service. The owner, Kurt Hutchins, recommends that if you have a concern about radon in your home or business, you stop by his business in Ann Arbor and purchase a radon test kit for about $10 and run a test yourself. If the test proves positive, do what I did. Call ProTec at 888-MR-RADON. That number again is 888-MR-RADON. Ladies and gentlemen, before I introduce a good friend, the president of Spectrum Human Services, Roger Swanninger, let me say a few words about Dr. Coogan, a doctor with the Detroit Lions for 15 years. I randomly interviewed 7 of his patients who were suffering severe pain of all sorts. Their stories were so candid as to how Dr. Coogan successfully cured their pain source without surgery. Roger is just one of thousands that have put an end to constant pain by visiting HealthQuest located in Farmington, Michigan.
You're absolutely correct, Joe. After living several years with so much pain and having back surgery that caused even more pain, life was becoming just unbearable. Under your advice, I got in touch with Dr. Coogan, and he guaranteed me a lot less pain, and today I can sit for periods of time, walk normal. Now I can play with my grandkids. In fact, my wife and I are taking them to Disney World.
If you are living with pain and can't take any more, call the office of Dr. Coogan at HealthQuest in Farmington at 877-99-QUEST. Look them up at healthquest.us. My neighbor Kevin had a beautiful deck built by Killer Decks. If you're looking to have a deck built this year, now is the time to call Steve at 734-595-1602 and get a free estimate. Winter prices prevail until spring arrives. Now, if you are a do-it-yourselfer, the deckbarn.com website on Michigan Avenue has everything you need to do the job yourself. 9 colors of vinyl rail and 5 colors of aluminum, or you can mix and match all for the same price. Aluminum balusters and Fiberon composite decking with low voltage deck lights, step lights, garden lights, and vinyl post lights. What can look better than a vinyl pergola and a gazebo to accentuate your yard? Decking and all related materials are available to you by simply going to thedeckbarn.com or call Steve at 734-595-1602. These products can be shipped to you direct at wholesale prices, and many carry a lifetime warranty. With the best quality products at deep discounts, go to the website, thedeckbarn.com. In the beautiful little town of Chelsea, Michigan, lies an appliance store on Main Street, right there at the railroad tracks in the same parking lot as Jiffy Mix, called Hydloff's Appliance. They have been in business since 1928, when Grandpa Lloyd Hydloff first started selling Maytag Ringer washers, which ran off a gasoline motor. Now, some 90 years later, Mark, Matt, Steve run the operation that is dedicated to the finest products and the ultimate in customer satisfaction. They are the only appliance retailer that I know who plug in a refrigerator and let it run overnight before they deliver it to your home. Ask them about the expected life of a certain appliance, and they will be upfront and help make you an informed consumer. They specialize in the best-made washers and dryers made in this country, Speed Queens, made in Ripon, Wisconsin. They are known to last well over 25 years with the best warranties available in the world. They have lower prices on appliances to match many of the big retailers. Hydloff Appliance, on Main Street in Chelsea, or call them at 734-475-1221.